This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Hola, everyone, and welcome to another minisode of She Builds Charrettes. You might be surprised to see a new episode on a Monday. Right now, we're on break, but during our regular season, we usually release episodes on Tuesdays. The reason we are releasing an episode today, Monday, June 26, 2023, is because it's my birthday! Yay! If you listened to my birthday episode last year, or you know me in person, you know I get very excited about my birthday and basically make June a month-long celebration. Last year, I celebrated with y'all by sharing 5 of my favorite things about She Builds podcast. If you didn't catch that episode and are curious about what those 5 things are, then be sure to check that out when you finish this birthday episode. Okay, for this year, I wanted to share a few stories of perseverance from a few of the professionals we have discussed on our podcast in hopes that they inspire you through the hard times like they inspired me. Let me share with you why I want to do this. Lately, I've been taking the architecture registration exams, AKA the AREs. Until I pass those tests, I can't call myself an architect at all. I'm technically a designer until then. A lot of people struggle with the AREs, myself included. There are a total of 6 tests. I took my first one in 2018. I studied and passed the first few I took. But then I failed one that year, and that was a big blow. So I decided to take a break. Then I told myself I was too busy planning a wedding. Then I was too busy with work. Then I was starting a podcast. Then the pandemic happened. And before I knew it, 4 years have passed since I failed that test. Which, if you are an architect and did the math and started to get really anxious, I feel ya. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Because of a thing called the rolling clock. The rolling clock meant that I had to pass all 6 tests in 5 years, or the 3 that I had passed already would expire, and I would have to start all over again. So I just let 4 years go by without trying again. And now we're at almost year five. But thankfully, because of the pandemic, they extended everyone's rolling clocks by a generous amount of months. But still, my time was running out, and I had wasted so much time. But no use crying over spilled milk. I got back on the horse, took another test, and didn't pass. I started to feel like I would never get licensed, like I was not worthy. The thing is, these tests are hard. They test you on a crazy amount of material. The way the test is written is not always grammatically understandable, I think. If you don't pass, they won't tell you which questions you got wrong. When you take the test again, it's not the same test. They may ask you completely different questions that have nothing to do with anything you saw before. There's just a lot of debate around these tests, and I won't bore you with that now. The point is, again, the tests are hard, the passing rates are low, and I'm not alone. A lot of people don't pass on the first try or the second. A lot of people give up. Some people are afraid to even start. But not a lot of people talk about that, because who wants to? The shame of not passing, the guilt of letting others down, the money wasted because they're not cheap, and the materials to study for are not cheap either. These are difficult conversations, and no one I knew was talking about it. And frankly, I didn't want to either. So one day, the negative thoughts started creeping in, and instead of listening to them like I usually do, I started thinking about the protagonist of our third episode, Julia Morgan, the first woman to be licensed in architecture in California. The visionary, ahead of her time, architect of amazing structures, towers, humongous castle, the unstoppable Julia Morgan. The person who was told no more times than she could count. The person that was denied entry into the profession that she loved. Did she stop to think that she was not worthy? What would have happened if she had given up the second time she failed the entrance exam into the École des Beaux-Arts? I'll tell you what would have happened. More buildings would have fallen down during the Great California Earthquake. At the time Julia was licensed, no one else was using concrete like she was. And when the ground shook, her building stood. Julia passed the entry exam into one of the best schools in architecture on her third try. And that didn't make her any less worthy than anyone else. It was not a reflection of her character, of her talent, of the success she would have throughout her career. It just was. Another professional that inspired me like no other to keep taking the test no matter what was Lois Cooper from episode 69. Lois Cooper was the first Black woman transportation engineer at Caltrans, and she has such an amazing story. Lois Cooper was born in 1931 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. As a child, Lois loved reading. So did I. Maybe that's part of why I like her so much. And she read anything she could get her hands on. In high school, she was involved in student government. So was I. It's like we're the same person. She wanted to be a lawyer. Here's where we start to digress. I did like the idea of being a lawyer, but it's not something I ever seriously pursued. But Lois, she pursued it. First, she went to Tougaloo College outside of Jackson, Mississippi, and quickly realized that she preferred math and didn't want to pursue a law degree. This is where we totally digress. Math never crossed my mind as a career path for me. So eventually, Lois moved to and graduated from LA State College as a math major. She was the only woman in many of her math classes. After college, Lois applied to be an engineer aide at the California Department of Architecture, but was turned down for the job when they realized she was a woman. The next job she applied for was also an engineering aide, but at the California Department of Transportation, or Caltrans. She got the job and was the first Black person hired in the engineering department in 1953. She spent a lot of time in Caltrans. She moved within different departments seeking career growth and doing great things. But apparently, many promotions in different positions required people to pass certain exams. And there came a point that she could not continue to move up the ladder until she passed the specific tests. In her own words, and I quote, "The first exam, of course, was on math, so I didn't have any problems with that. The next exam was math and some technical stuff around Caltrans. Then the third exam, the senior engineering aide, had the most construction in it." Well, Caltrans system was that when a person is hired on as an engineer out of college, they would go on the rotation program. Rotation meant that you'd work in design for 6 months. You'd work in materials for 6 months, work in construction for 6 to 9 months, and you'd work in some of other departments. Women couldn't do that. Women couldn't go to construction sites. And the senior exam was based a lot on construction. End quote. So basically, Lois had to take this engineering and training exam to move forward, but women couldn't go to the site to get the experience they needed to pass the test. So if that sounds like a problem, it's because it is. Her coworkers shared as much as they could with her about the test so that she could use that to study. But that was not enough. Lois took this test about 16 times, but still, without that construction experience, the material was not clicking for her and she couldn't pass the test. Okay, let me stop right here. First of all, I am impressed that this lady kept taking that test. I don't know how my stamina and mental health would handle failing the same exam 16 times. But to me, it just speaks to her determination. So instead of thinking something was wrong with her, that she would never pass the test, she thought what she had been doing was obviously not working, so it was time to do something else, to change her strategy. She needed to figure out another avenue to study and to get the experience she needed to pass the test. Since literally she was not allowed to go on site and get that experience because she was a woman. So she decided to go back to college to be a civil engineer. Easy. And in 1975, Lois enrolled back at Cal State LA to get her civil engineering degree. And after graduating as a civil engineer, she passed the professional engineering exam on her first try and became the first Black woman engineer at Caltrans. Whew. This story to me is so inspiring in more ways than one. First of all, this woman's perseverance, strength of character, and goal-minded pursuits encapsulated the role model I needed in my life to get through these tests. Also, there is a lesson to be learned about the importance of changing the strategy. For me, I realized that maybe someone can get all the study in and tests done in 1 to 3 months, but after trying that and failing, I had to learn that's not me. Some people only need one resource to pass all the tests. Again, after a failure, I had to re-strategize. Instead of wasting time thinking that something was wrong with me, I needed to think that something was wrong with what I was doing, and I needed to figure something else out. For me, that meant getting a variety of resources on top of the source material that is suggested by NCARB for the test. I needed to get Amber Book, Hyperfine, Ballast. I needed to learn from the study plans and the journeys other people shared on the internet. A big shout out to all the sources I just mentioned and to Open Plan Podcast. These ladies are getting real and sharing their journey and resources for the test. And I really appreciated hearing that their stories were similar to mine. It reminded me it's okay to fail a test. The real failure is only if you stop taking them, if you give up on your dream to be a licensed architect. Going back to Lois, she worked on many projects during her career at Caltrans, such as the Century Freeway, the San Diego Freeway, the Long Beach Freeway, and the Riverside, you guessed it, Freeway. It was a transportation company, guys. She retired from Caltrans in 1991, but continued to engage in the profession by tutoring students during her retirement. I don't even want to imagine how much the world would have missed if Lois had given up. All the great work the world wouldn't know, and I would have missed out on being mentored by her. So even if architecture isn't your thing, if you're struggling with other tests or other goals, I hope that today if you need to hear this, hear this. You only truly fail when you give up. Don't let anyone else tell you no, especially not yourself. Don't be the one standing in your own way. If your dream is legal and technically doable by the laws of physics, don't stop. So my birthday wish for you listening is that you find inspiration and perseverance to keep going. If it's not by Julia or Lewis's stories, we have 80 episodes. One of those stories will be the one you need to hear to keep you going. And remember to surround yourself with people that love you and support you to achieve your goals. I could not have done anything without my supportive parents, my husband, my family, colleagues, friends who shared their notes with me. Shout out to Azadeh and Akansha. My study buddy, Paul, Lizzie and Jessica literally rearranged the entire podcast schedule and picked up my Slack for months so that I could get licensed. And I can't thank... Jessica, Lizzie, I can't thank you enough. Listeners, I encourage you to lean on your people. They want to help you. You just gotta ask. So thank you to everyone and everything for getting me here today to a place where I can happily share that I just passed my last exam and I'm officially on my way to becoming a licensed architect in the great state of Texas once all the paperwork is done. Yay! Best birthday ever. Thank you so much for listening to my birthday episode. I hope you liked it. Feel free to wish me a happy birthday today, Monday, June 26th, or belated whenever you hear this episode. I truly love celebrating another journey around the sun. So don't worry if it's October. If you want to wish me happy birthday because you heard the episode months and months later, go ahead. And also look out for season 9 in August. We're coming back. Remember, the She Builds podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network, and Gable Media is all about building a better world. Go ahead and visit gablemedia.com, that's gablemedia.com, to find a show that resonates with you and that is going to make your day a little brighter. If you have time, please let us know what you think of our show. One of the best ways you can support She Builds podcast is by telling your friends, giving us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify, and writing us a nice review. It makes it so that other people can find our show and learn about amazing ladies with us, which is our ultimate goal. Our biggest goal is for Julia Morgan, Lewis Cooper, and as many ladies as we have talked about as possible to be as well known and studied as Frank Lloyd Wright and Le Corbusier. So thank you very much for helping us close the information gap by listening to our show. You can always email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast.com. Leave us a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us and comment on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on Twitter at shebuildspod. Happy June 26th! Have a great day! Adios!
Hey there, architecture enthusiast. Nikita Reed here, inviting you on an incredible journey through time and space with my podcast, Tangible Remnants. Historic preservation and sustainability? Let's go ahead right now and debunk the myth that they are opposites. In fact, they are two sides of the same coin, shaping our collective future.
In a work environment, it has been challenging because I've had to probably do more than double just to make sure that I quote unquote fit in. But the environments that have allowed me to do me on the front end, I've been extremely successful.
You look at all these PhDs, they've built that on the backs of our elders.
Absolutely.
What they consider themselves to be experts at is what they've worked with us to achieve.
I know we have to. We have to prioritize people before products and before place.
Join me as we unravel the stories of historic buildings shaped by the people of a specific era and often influenced by race and gender. These tangible remnants are windows into our past and guideposts for the future. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now to Tangible Remnants. let's explore the interconnectedness of architecture, preservation, sustainability, race, and gender.